Hello and welcome to Straight From The Off, a podcast based around the amateur football scene of our fantastic city of Liverpool. I'm Michael Watson, and each episode we'll bring to you a local footballer, past or present, who'll share their stories of glory and despair with us on Straight From The Off. This episode's brought to you by the Warbreck Pub, Oral Park, yet again. Coming back to keep the money coming into the grassroots footy and stuff like that. Thanks to Andy and Rachel there for all their help. Today's guest is an old foe with the Warby, although he says he was just playing against us for a laugh. And
I can't remember playing against you.
And with his mates, but he was certainly one of the top strikers in our league and obviously went on to bigger and better things. So welcome to the show, Tony Gray.
Nice one, mate. Pleasure to be here. Well, not really, but...
You're a bit scared?
Yeah, I'll have a go, though, yeah.
Right, so how we always start it, mate, straight from the off. Three-barreled question. How old were you when you first started playing footy? Who did you play for and what team do you support?
Well, I haven't really got a clue when I started. I must have started playing when I was a kid, obviously. Like, from a young age, I played quite a bit in the garden and stuff like that. But then, my mum reckons I started playing when I was seven. Now, I can't remember playing at all when I was seven, but she said I started when I was seven. I might have been a bit young. But my first recollection of playing was for the Bennetts on Moss Lane. And I can definitely remember kicking a can around the pitch, thinking, what am I doing here?
Yeah, as if you didn't want to be there.
Didn't want to be there, but yeah, so that was probably the start. And then I was probably around seven. And then what was the next question, Mick?
Who did you support?
I supported Liverpool.
Yeah. Yeah. So a Red still?
Still a Red, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes when the sort of dip in and out of pro games and that, people start changing an affiliation.
No, not really, no.
Some support Southport, no.
Not at all, no. Not at all. It's a love-hate relationship with Southport. Yeah. That, love-hate, but no, not at all.
Right, so we'll get back to that. So on the obviously where the Remy are now, it was Moss Lane, wasn't it? It was just the playing fields, Moss Lane, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was brilliant there. I loved it. The chips were unbelievable. I remember the chips. The chips were brilliant. And then, I remember Fred? Fred was always there.
We played on there in the McGull and Lydiate League for Moss Lane. Our team were called Moss Lane, but that was the Moss Lane in Oral Park. But I can't remember no cafes. Mustn't have got there in time.
I just recall that as being like a summer. Was it a summer venue or was it all year round?
There was a summer league on there, but then we played as we got older, about 14, when the Walton Kirktail finished. We went there for a year or so.
Well, I'm pretty sure. Well, I just remember that as being like a summer league, and it was always open. The chips were, as I say, unbelievable. And then there was a fella, Fred, our Fred, and he'd go around with his polos and everyone knew Fred.
Yeah.
And he lived on our street and it was good, like, it was good times.
So what were the teams you said it was? The Bennetts?
The Bennetts, yeah. St. Bennetts, yeah.
So where's that beast?
So they were in Neverton. Do you know what? I don't know. They had teams there every year and they were really good. They had some brilliant players and we won nearly everything.
Did you?
Yeah, we were good, yeah.
Anyone we'd know in that team when you're a youngster?
So
I know you can't even remember.
No, I'll try my best. There was Ian Dawes.
Yeah.
Kevin Darby.
You got spoke about the other day, Ian Dawes. So he's assistant at Sammy, isn't he?
Yeah, but when Ian was a kid, he was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I mean, he just used to win every game on his own.
He was at Liverpool when he fits for years.
Yeah, so he left us and went to Liverpool, yeah.
Yeah.
From us, but at the Bennett, he'd win us everything. He'd just go on a little rampage. Blad the one in from 25 yards when he was like eight.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, just he was so powerful in that and he just bombarded his way through everyone. He just whacked one in, crossbar and in. And that was him then.
He's right. Anyone else?
There was a few who flitted in and out. So like Michael Higdon.
Yeah.
He was in and around there. Alan Mugan, Brian Mugan. Kevin Darby, do you know Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a good player. But then, like, probably players that you haven't heard of, like Danny Vincent, David Sefton.
Well, you remember more than you let on.
It came to me because obviously I've written stuff down, so I can sort of remember, but I played with them for a long time, do you know what I mean? So it's one of them.
So, always a striker? Were you always up front? So?
No, I was centre mid, well, tried to be. I was a centre mid or like right mid, or I was like pretty versatile, but I was more midfield.
How can you be a midfielder when you don't pass?
Honest, I was the greediest. No, in school and that, right? I was greedy as anything. Like, I was the greediest and I just wanted to score.
Yeah.
And then I'd go and play with them and I'd just go into my shell a bit and it was more like passing and I just try and thread people through, and that was my game. I weren't very good when I was young. I was one of the weaker players for the Bennetts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was it like, obviously, having older brothers? Were they playing, obviously, at the time?
Yeah, but I don't sort of recall. Like, I've got Ali, I get told all the time, your league's better than you, your league's better than you. But I can't remember league when I was younger, because he was like 10 years older than me. And I didn't really see him. I can't recall going to watch him or anything like that. But obviously Keith played. But I didn't, because I was playing, I didn't really go and see Keith play, because it would probably be around the same time and stuff like that. So it was more like me mates and just getting out there and just playing.
Yeah. So didn't he like drag it along anywhere and all muck in with my mates here? But we
when I was younger, here. Maybe around the streets and that, yeah. You go and play, obviously. It's like most kids, it was like, let's go and find a light, let's go and play. Or yeah. Then you go and play in the street. We had like a close opposite ours, and you go in there and you'd be whacking balls against people. Like, they had like big hedges, like big ones, you'd have that as the goal. And then they'd be telling you to walk off and that, and you'd be like, what's up with them? We're only having a game of footy. Bladdering windows everywhere.
Footy blasting against your gable.
I look back now and think, oh, how did they put up with us? You're whacking gates, you're playing gates on people's front gardens and that.
So, so grew up in Netherton, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
What schools did you go to? What juniors and that?
So I went to St Oswald's.
Yeah.
And then Bootle Eye.
Play footy in St Oswald's, have a team and all that?
A bit. I can recall the kit. I reckon we might have had one or two games, maybe.
Yeah.
But that was about it. But I think our key chief were quite good. I think they played at Anfield, I'm sure. I'm sure they played at Anfield. I'm sure they won at Anfield. I'm sure they won some sort of cup. And I'm pretty sure I went and watched. Now, don't hold me to that, but I am pretty sure I went and watched.
So, and then Bootle Eye, who were the rivals then, the Georgie, Savio?
Do you know what? We had no rivals because we were awful.
Yeah.
We were awful, yeah. I can remember thinking, like, lads didn't want to play, and I couldn't get my head around it because I love footy then. And I was like, I can't get my head around this. Like, no one wants to play. We were scrapping for a team, and there was a lad at the one of my mates, Lee. He played for Chester or Runcorn. I think it was Runcorn. And like, he was like, I can't play. Come on, you're playing for Runcorn.
Yeah.
But he like took it deadly serious, and he still gets laughed about now because it was scandalous. The teacher used to go mad at him.
So did you play like an amateur?
We played, we had a team, but it was one of them. Like, we'd have no nets and that, no corner flags. It'd be the teacher effing, obviously, and it was just a game of footy. We used to get battered every week. We were
it's awful. One of them. You've got no chance of playing for like Shefton and that, then have you? If your school team's half shite.
I still got the trials and that, because I think the teachers pick you to go and have the trial.
Yeah, pick the best like four or five, don't you?
Yeah, so we always got picked, but I was always out first round, second round. I was centre mid then, but I was too small, and there was players around then that were really good. Like, it was like, I can't remember the midfielders, but I can remember like Colin McDonald. He was a forward then. He was always really good.
Still going now, isn't he?
Is he, yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm going now.
It's with the Remy, I think.
Oh, is he? Yeah. I've been asked to play for the Remy, but not for me at the minute.
It's down there, lad.
Nah, not for me at the minute.
So who were the like sort of notorious kids around your age group then, obviously, that you knew of from other schools or other teams?
Well, I sort of remember, like, there was a lad called Polo. Is it Polo? He played for, I don't remember the same one, like Ainsley Villa, I think. That was when I was really young, now Polo, and there was another big lad who played for the Ainsley Villa. Didn't like playing against them. They were bullies, them.
Really, yeah, not far.
Didn't like them.
Can't get bullied people from Ainsley.
I don't think they were from Ainsley, you know, I don't know where they were from, but yeah, I didn't like playing against them. But then, as you grew up, I can't really, do you know what, with me, playing against teams, I can't really remember who we play against. It was like, do you remember him? And I don't. But then, that was when I was younger, but obviously getting older, you sort of pick up on who's who.
So what about Saturday and Sundays then, through the school years? Who was you playing for?
It was always the Bennetts.
Always that team,
always the Bennetts until I was about 15, I reckon.
Was they Sundays or?
I think they were both. I'm sure we played both for the Bennetts, yeah. Decent. Have you ever heard of the Bennetts, no?
Yeah, I've heard of the team. I just didn't know. Obviously, that's younger than me, so they didn't.
Yeah,
I can't remember them having one of my age group.
Ah, right. I think they did, but yeah, as I say, it was always them until definitely like end of my school years, Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, and then after that, it was probably, I think it was South Sefton under 18s I went and played for a bit. Spat me tummy out there.
So how did your So how did it finish? The Bennett's just all got to the age of
yeah, it's just
kids,
kids 40 to finish, yeah.
Did he try and keep them together and go as one or something?
No, you know, they never. That was it. I think a few things happened behind the scenes and that, and with the manager and stuff like that and his wife, and I think it went a bit sour. But I don't really know the full score of it, but it sort of folded from there. Yeah. And then everyone just went their separate ways.
So you was at South Shefton then at the time? A few of the Nach lads played for South Shefton, didn't he?
Yeah, but this is like the under-17s. So I reckon it was the Bennett's younger team. They were a year below me, and they had a few decent players like Michael Owens, Darren Byers, Joe Clark, Paul Miller, people like that. So they had a good little team. Yeah. So that's who I went to play for, but I don't think I was there long.
So how did you find it? Was that sort of, I know it was like under-60s, 70s, but...
No, I can't really remember the difference, you know, because no, it just felt like playing for the Bennett's, because obviously it was still like, I must have been 16, 17 then, so it didn't feel like it was going above my age range or anything like that.
When did you make the switch to a striker then, or your right idea was that?
Well, I ended up going to college, and then in the college I played for Graham Peters. You mentioned him before. And I went there as a right midfielder. He put me in. He knew Ali and stuff like that. But a couple of seasons before that, when I was playing for the Bennett's, I scored about 30. My last season scored a lot from centre mid, and then I got a couple of trials in that. But that was as a midfielder. Nothing really come about there. I just always thought I'm not good enough for that. And then ended up going to college. My first game I scored at Attrick, but that was like on the right, but we battered someone. But they had a good side. It was like Chris Tyson. Yeah. He played at the time, and Steve Taylor.
He was in the team I was in, but I must have been three years above you. So I think I'm 2 years above Keith or a year above your Keith. So Keith was in my team.
Oh, I thought you were around the same age.
Yeah, Keith was in our team. Tyson, Taylor was still there, and then I must have left as you were just starting.
Yeah, so then it was him. So then I'm pretty sure he got me up front. I scored a few more for the college that year. And then he got me down to Escliffe Bank.
Yeah, decent, yeah. I remember the good thing about the college you were in, so our team played in the under-19, the Merseyside under-19s, that Everton Senior Shield. We drew that with Bluecoat. We won the Shefton Cup, beat, I don't know what it was like, Christ the King or someone a bit mad that I'd never heard of. We beat them. And then a few of the lads started playing for Merseyside then. So I think Tyson actually went to the...
Tyson was good. He was really good.
Barry McKenzie was in Barry, yeah. It was me and Barry up front for our team.
Oh, was it, yeah?
Yeah.
You were the big man where you and Barry was running off you?
Yeah, I scored all the goals. He was just doing step-overs in the corner.
I can imagine that. He played up front with me and Escliffe.
He was good, really good.
He was rapid, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was good, mate. Steve Scott was playing, Robbie Boardman, loads, Steve Killeen, Warby was in goal, so loads of lads who went on to play for Sheburn and lads like that.
Yeah, I think a few of them were still about when I was playing.
Yeah. Oh, Sean Graham, wasn't he? Good manager.
He was brilliant, yeah.
Lovely fella.
Yeah, he was good mates for Ali, and he took me under his wing a bit, but he was really good, I really liked him.
Was
good fella.
Was George still there?
He was, yeah. Crazy man, weren't he?
Singer. He was the singer in the Maximum.
Oh, he was mad, weren't he? Fitness fanatic, wasn't he?
Yeah, brilliant. He was obviously the...
Non-stop
impersonator of Roger Dalton.
He was
unbelievable.
He was non-stop. I can just remember him just like, he was just relentless. He just wouldn't come up for air, and he was just like 100 mile an hour. I was like, wow, what's going on here?
Yeah, he used to drive the coach for us to the away games and all that.
Did he?
Yeah? Boss
yeah,
fella,
he was a sound fella, yeah.
So what was it like, Escliffe Bank, miles away that?
Yeah, it was a mission, and I hated it. Well, not hated it, I hated it, but it was the travelling and all that, and I used to go in with Graham's half fella. There'd be two cars, there'd be a pickup outside the Park Hotel, and it'd be Graham's car, who had like Tyson in and Barry McKenzie and the alright car.
Yeah.
And I always got stuck in the back one with Graham's R fella and R Lee with his fairy steering wheel and all that, and his little two dice hanging out. Oh, it was painful. Painful. Especially when there was an away day. That was even worse.
So what I always wondered what league that was in. They asked me to go up and play, but I was playing local with St. Phillies or Bootle or whoever at the time, but what league was it? Was it
the West Lancs?
West Lancs, yeah.
That rings a bell to me, the West Lancs. It must have been that. It was like Fleetwood, Hescuff and stuff like that. Yeah,
it'd have probably been quicker getting the train.
Oh, it was awful, yeah. Something police were in
it. They had that orange kit.
They had the orange kit, yeah. They had the pond. the other ponds by the pitch and that, and I'm getting through in there on the 18th.
Initiation.
That's probably the only thing I can remember about it.
So can you remember doing well, scoring goals?
Do you know what? Not really, no. I was sort of just getting into adult footy then, I think. I was playing the Sundays probably, and then I was just getting into it. But I wouldn't say I scored loads of goals. I was always like on the edge, or on the verge of like scoring goals and doing things, but there, I found it hard, to be honest. The step up, it is a big difference playing with your mates and playing of a Sunday and with like your age and then going to play at that level.
Yeah,
I thought it was a step up, and it was quite hard. It weren't easy.
Yeah.
So the first time I can remember coming across you, probably for the NAC. So when just before you started playing, the NAC had we got a few players off the NAC who come to us. So Alan Jarvis, Colin Nuttall, a few others come who played for the NAC with the likes of Cav and Peter Walsh and that. I'm sure your Lee was there, or he
will play, have been, yeah. Played Ali was been playing, yeah.
And then the Warby got to the Prem, got relegated and went back down the divisions, and then sort of come back up with like a bit of a new team. And when we come back up, you was there as a youngster.
So was that in the top division or?
Yeah. So would it have been, when we first played, it was the middle division.
Yeah.
And then we both end up going up to the Prem before the Warby changed the name to Warby, because it was called Warshoe, and then we end up changing the name to the Warby, and my dad come in and we sort of brought better players in then. But I can remember you coming in as a youngster and like a bit of a hype around you, being a bit of a slotter. And I remember thinking, every time we play these, we seem to keep them quiet, but he scores.
But I can't remember that. So I can remember playing against Hughes, and I hated it. I thought you were a decent side in that. And to be honest, I think I was probably, mind you, mightn't have been then. I was thinking about, I must have been out nearly every Saturday. But then when we played Hughes around then, I can't remember ever playing well against Hughes, ever. I can remember scoring probably one, and that was probably at your ground. And then other than that, I can't remember scoring against the Warby. I used to.
I used to say to like, obviously a bit of a focus of the team talk was keeping you quiet, because Michael Owens used to like pull the strings in the middle, didn't he? He was the lad who was next to him, was a killer. His name was Killer.
Mark Killer, yeah. He's a good player, Mark, yeah. Very good player.
He was tasty, wasn't he?
Yeah. Put a tackle in, yeah.
And obviously like Cav at the back, your Lee.
Did Ali play then?
Lee ended up going centre-half. He was up front, but then he was playing centre-half.
Ali played for the... Did he definitely play for the NAC? Did he not play for the coach?
He played for the coach as well. But I think that was... So he played for the coach. We got beat by the coach in a cup final when we were in the... we were in the division below and they were in the Prem.
Yeah.
And we got to the... So we won. We won the Junior Cup. We won our own League Cup. And we got to the final of the three divisional cup from the division below.
Right.
And then Lockhart brought everyone in, like Lawless and that were playing. And
they had a good team. The coach had some good players, didn't he?
They had that, what was his name? Sutton Brady up front.
Michael Brady.
They had him up front. They had
he fell in.
He just got people in for it. But he was playing for Lucas.
He was a madman.
He was playing for Lucas Sport at the time, and probably whoever. And Lockhart just got everyone in for the final. He beat us 3-1.
I think he took Michael Owens for a bit.
Yeah.
He did, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
But I did play with Ali definitely for the NAC, but then I always remember playing against the coach, and Ali was there. And I can remember my mum coming to watching that, and Ali done me by my mum, and she was like, "Hey, you, get off him."
What did
Prophet done me as well.
And I'll ask that.
Yeah.
Did Keith try and do him?
Yeah, get off me, but over you.
Keith was tasty, though.
Ah, Keith was all right, yeah.
He gets stuck right in.
He didn't get many plaudits. Ah, Keith, I can remember 1 year, I had a bad year, but I scored, obviously kept scoring. That's the standard it was at. So I kept scoring, but then I weren't the best. And like, I think Arkeith used to get mad at the match every game. And at the end of the year, that was off the refs as well. And at the end of the year, I won. I think it was the league player of the year. And I don't know how. And Fozzer, the manager of the NAC, he always used to go on about it. He was like, "How you won that? I don't know. Your keep's well better than you."
I used to try and get him to come to us. I used to ask him all the time. Yeah, just because he wasn't there every game for the NAC. So I'd say to him, come on, play for us. When we had like Lee and that.
I used to say,
come on, play for us. Because he was like, looked like he couldn't be asked.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because I knew him from the college and that.
I think I took the shine off him, didn't I? I think he was the main man until I turned up.
Yeah. Well, he should have signed for the coaching battle then as well. So how did you end up going to, from, did you go from Ascot to Bangor?
So I went Yes, no, sorry. So I played for Esketh, and then I think Lockhart had seen me playing for the coach. I think the show came about, and then he was at Newton, and then he said to them, get hold of Tony sort of thing, and then I think he was on my case then about going there. And then I was in college at the time, and he's offered me, it weren't much money, but I was like, I could do with that, it'd help. So I ended up speaking to Graham, and he was like, it's up to you if you want to go and do that. We can't offer money and stuff like that. And honestly, it weren't a lot of money. So then I ended up going there anyway. And
you probably might have played in that game, you know, when I done my knee in playing for the Dock against Newton, because Lockhart was in charge. Because when we turned up, we played them in the cup final a couple of weeks before on a Sunday for the Warby against the coach, and I was speaking to him, and then a couple of weeks later, I'd gone from Bootle to the Dock and played Newton in a friendly. And I remember Tyson was playing. He had a grey PSG kit on. And
Tyson was playing for
them? Tyson played for Newton, but he played. He didn't sign for them. He just played for everyone pre-season because he was like a little bit of a slag on. I played against him about four times in pre-season. Really, yeah. And he was with a different team. But Lockhart was saying to me, how come you're with these? Because obviously
to get into everyone.
No, he thought I was from like McGull because that's where we played the coach and that. And he was like, come on, play for us. Well, how come you're playing for these? And I can't remember who was there at the time, but I think Michael Owens was there. He was there at the, or he was playing in the friendlies, yeah.
Well, I can't remember Michael playing for Newton while I was there. And I think I came in to Newton, and it must have been halfway through the season or something like that. Or not halfway through, but a few games in, because I always remember turning up, and then a lad, Davey Rowe, do you know Davey Rowe?
Yeah.
Boss fella him. Well, he ends up getting put in the resis that game, and then I played, and I think I scored four. We beat someone away, and I think I scored all four, or I scored a few. And then, so obviously that was in the season, but the manager weren't there. Si Jennings was the manager.
Right, yeah. He had some pull, Lockhart, like,
didn't he? He did, didn't he?
Get people in all over the place.
Yeah, he's just offered them all kinds, didn't he?
So how long did you stay there for?
I was at Newton for, I think it was only the season, you know. I'm sure I was only there for the season, yeah.
So how did it come about, the Welsh thing then?
Davenport, Peter Davenport, used to come and watch all them games. He loved all the West Cheshire and all that, and he ended up getting in touch. I think we won the league for Newton. I scored quite a few for them, and then he got in touch to go and play for Bangor.
Yeah. So, was it contract or...?
No, it was a sort of a contract. I got a wage in that out of it, well, a lot better money. And when I went, I was like, because I'd only played for Newton and Esketh and stuff like that, when I went to Bangor, my first game to watch, I went and watched them away in a cup game. And I was like, they had fans in there, but I weren't used to that, you know what I mean? I was like, wow, this is boss, this. You've got fans and everything. Yeah. They're singing songs and everything. This is mad, this. I love this. And then, yeah, ends up signing for them.
Who was the gaffer then?
Peter Davenport.
Oh, was he the gaffer?
Yeah,
as well?
he was the manager, yeah.
Right, so he was looking in the West.
Yeah, he was looking for players all the time, yeah. And then, but if you met Peter Davenport, I met him in a car park in Crosby with the lads, and he was like, oh, you're a rogue. And I was like, no. And the lads were like shouting stuff over to him and all that. And I was like, he's going to get a bit worried there. Because if you spoke to him, he's like the nicest fella in the world. And I was like, he can't be a manager, him. He wouldn't be able to shout at players and all that. But he was ruthless. And he was horrible. Yeah.
Who else was there? And there's always Scousers, isn't there, at Bangor? Anyone else there at the time?
There weren't that many, you know. There was lads from over the water. Pip, I can't remember his proper name. And then there was only one lad from Liverpool, and I used to go with him. He was an older fella called Shorty.
Yeah.
But I can't remember his first name. I was trying to think of his first name, and I can't remember it. And he'd pick me up at the museum every journey.
Yeah, match day.
Yeah, every journey. Yeah,
you have
every
to give match him day.
Yeah. But Davenport used to go, yeah, he did, yeah. By the time I got home, I had no money. I had to get a cab from the museum and everything. I had no doubt.
Should have stayed in Esketh.
Yeah, I should have, yeah. So just stayed at Newton. It's quids in there.
So how did you find it, the league? Well, obviously it's your first like sort of step up into.
Well, when I first started, my first game was on the telly on S4C.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah, away at Newtown, and I was unbelievable. I was like, I felt just like this is easy. This I was just everywhere popping. I never scored that. We won 4-0, and then I started going a bit downhill from there. And everyone says about the Welsh league, like, oh, it's phony. It's this. It's that. But I found it hard, and there was some alright players there, TNS, but obviously good at the time, they had like John Lawless and Steve Beck and players like that.
Yeah.
They were full-time, and then it was quite hard. We had a lad, Lofty, Owen Tudor-Jones.
Yeah.
He went on to do well, but I thought it was a good league.
So what about training? Did you have to get up there for training?
No, well, Davenport used to go mad about that because I used to work, obviously. And training, the only thing, like once a week, I'm sure it was in like Holyhead, but I was hardly ever there. And I can remember, like, I started falling out of favour, and he was like, you need to get to training, you go mad. But then I was like, I've told you I've got to work, and I've had this conversation, and he'd be like, oh no, I've got to say that because I'm in front of the lads and that I can't just let you off the youth, but I understand. I was like, screaming at me, going bright red in the changes, and then next minute he's like, oh no, don't worry about it.
So how long were you there for?
I was only at Bangor. I've been about. Yeah, I was only at Bangor for a season.
So how did it sort of come about, the thing with the Canada then, and the registration and all that? For,
what
the,
happened?
The different sales, I've heard of that.
I know, that's half the reason why I want to come on, because my view of it was, I played for Bangor at the time, so then I was playing for Bangor, and then playing for the NAC at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was playing for the NAC, and then...
Well, that was international clearance. No, it's mad, though, isn't it? It's like you're allowed to play for the NAC and Bangor, aren't you, surely?
I know, but...
But it's only when you go in the National Cup and you've got to start to clear, and...
I just think people used to go mad about it, but I don't get what the fuss about it. We weren't playing, like, in the Prem or not, and I was playing in the Welsh League, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It weren't like I was playing, like, League One or League Two.
But lads of a Sunday, like the Albert lads who all played for, like, Conway, whoever they were playing, Carnarvon, all that, they've always played such in the Welsh League and of a Sunday.
I think that might have been a bit of an agreement between, like, they're not going to grass, are they? Liverpool teams probably wouldn't grass on each other, would they? Because, like, they probably all got a few Welsh players in here and there. So I don't think it was allowed, but, like, everyone just got on with it, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think because it was in the National Cup and they weren't from around here, they didn't really know what was what. They've lodged a complaint, haven't they?
Yeah.
So what happens, I was at Bangor and then at the NAC, and then I ended up going to the A3, and then that happened.
So you sort of playing for both?
No. So I left the NAC. It was emotional, that, leaving the NAC.
Yeah, no, I thought you were just playing for them in the National, like a little slag.
I sorted, no, because they had league games and I went to the league games, but then there was stuff of me playing in them as well, because I think a few people moan about that. And I always remember being on the bench in a game, and they were drawing 0-0 and you had to win. And I can remember Anton Lally coming over, going absolutely mad at Cooper, and I think it must have been Cooper and that, who's the manager.
Yeah.
And he's going mad, saying, why isn't he playing? Get him on, why can't he play? And he's like to me, can you play? And I was like, I don't know, I think so, but I don't know. And he's like, get him on. Ended up going on, I think I hit the post, and then it came out and Sully scored.
Yeah.
And then, so I didn't play for the NAC, I only played for them. So I did play in a couple of league games, but it was towards the end. So I didn't play in many league games, I don't think.
Yeah. No, it's mad. I just remember, obviously, you were like NAC diehards, weren't you?
Because I only played for the NAC, really, because I loved it, you know what I mean? I loved them all. It was the fellas and that. It was the, after the game and all that, going to the Canal Bar with the Isle ones and all that. I used to love the stories. I used to love it, like.
I don't really remember the NAC going in the National and everyone in it, did he?
No, they weren't, no. So I think they only just got in the Premier, didn't they? Or did they?
Yeah, they were in the Prem, though. Yeah, they'd have been in the Prem every year, but I can't remember them going in the Nash.
No, they were never in the National, no. They weren't good enough and never had the money and stuff like that.
So who got you to Canada?
So we played against, for the NAC, yeah, so we must have played the Premier Cup, obviously. So we played against the Canada twice. The first game, I done well, and he was trying to get me then. Because I can't remember, to Brendan Elm, must have played for them as well.
Yeah, and he had something to do with Newton as well.
So he was at Newton as well, so he was the contact there, and he was like trying to get me to go up. That's who I can remember, trying to get me to go up. That was the first game, I was like, no, I just like playing with the lads and that, and then Saturday's like my hard games, you know what I mean? I'm not really bothered. But then the next game we played them, I done very well again, and I was getting hounded from everywhere to go and play for them in the National Cup. I was getting hounded.
Cooper outside, you know.
Yeah, it weren't that bad. I've had that before. That Peter Nolan.
Yeah,
the manager from the Valley. He's actually been in my house trying to.
Was he? Yeah,
that was horrible. That. Got out the shower and was like, "Someone in the living room here." Like what? That Peter Nolan sat on the couch. I was like, "What's going on here?" So where was he at there? So with the A3, yeah, it was them after playing for the NAC. Then I got hounded. I think it was more the. They had a few games to play, but it was more they could have played at Anfield, and I was like, oh, I love that. That's what got me to go and play. Cause like the thought of playing at Anfield was like, I love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, unbelievable, mate. And obviously the run to the I can remember I remember a conversation. I was at Wally Park. I don't know what it was for. Someone was playing on Wally Park, And I remember walking past, and one of the half fella, I can't remember his name, it was an half fella who used to watch the Doc and the Canada. And I remember him walking past, and he seen Leighton McGivern sitting down. And I don't know whether he was asking about or whatever, and he was saying to Leighton, basically, Tony Gray's well better than you.
I don't know about that.
No, this is what he was saying. Yeah, yeah. I just remember his mad. And Leighton was going, so, I'm what? I'm, you know, like, yeah, he wasn't, yeah, yeah. He weren't going, no, he's not, or yeah, he is. Yeah, he was just like, what are you on about? Yeah, and he was going, yeah, we've got Tony Gray now. And like, yeah. I was just walking past thinking, no way. And I remember thinking, Tony Gray gone the Nach, yeah. I mean, gone the Canada from the Nach. I remember, like,
so, was I not playing on Wally all? No,
you must have been, yeah, you must have been. But I remember, I didn't know,
yeah.
And then, but I remember thinking, I remember feeling bad for the Nach.
Oh, it was horrible. I
didn't particularly like the Nach. They were like that, we like, yeah, yeah. Love hate relationship rivals, you know what I mean? But I remember thinking, oh, has he left the Nach?
Oh, I don't know. It was, I hated it. Even when, like, because I go to the Boozer and that, I go to the Vale and that, and I'd see them, and they'd like just look at me and like shake their head and that. I'd be like, oh, this is horrible. Because, yeah, like I loved them, you know what I mean? They were boss. I loved all the fellas at the Nach. There was just like that many of them that it was just everything about it was boss. I loved it.
So we'll go to that, the semi then, obviously, when Bo was on, he spoke about it, and obviously the team that went on to win it, or whatever happens, you smashed them, didn't you, in the game on Bersko. So was it the Bersko chairman, that, or was it...
That's what I heard, but do you know what? But, like, before all that, though, they were trying to get me to sign for... Did you know they were trying to get me to sign for Prescott? So the A3 were trying to work it so that I signed for Prescott so that I would have been eligible.
Right, okay.
So they were trying to get me to sign for Prescott, but my thing was, no one from Prescott really... were interested. No one really phoned me from Prescott saying, oh, we want you. It was more them trying to get me there. And then at Bangor, they were getting into Europe, and Davenport was like, I want you to play in Europe. And the thought of that was really for me, do you know what I mean? I wanted to play in Europe. And they were trying to get me to go to Prescott, and in the end, I was like, nothing's getting said about me playing. So kind of just I just carry on playing for Bangor and playing for them, and I'll be all right. And then, the semi-final, that's what I've heard the rumours about, the chairman. But I've never got that, because the chairman's the quietest fella you'll ever meet. And he seemed like a good fella to me. And I just can't get my head around him doing that.
Yeah, I don't think he's intentional. They've probably, like what Bo said, they've probably gone through every player with a little Google to see who they're playing for.
That's
on a
thing.
And then they've seen, or had you been to Bersko yet?
No, we hadn't been to Bersko, yeah, no. So nothing had happened with Bersko. I just can't see the chairman turning around to saying, check that team sheet, because why would he? I don't know why he would. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, obviously, the international clearance thing, if you play in the Welsh League, is that even if you're contracted?
No, so I don't even think I was contracted.
Yeah, it's mad that.
Yeah, I can't get my head around it. And then trying to, like, even if I had to probably sign for Prescott, it probably wouldn't have come through anyway, because it takes that long. They're that bad, that Welsh FA, over stuff like that. Like, that clearance stuff can go on forever.
So basically, even if you're not contacted, you're just registered to them.
Yeah, so like...
It's mad, isn't it? A lad from Nether needs international clearance to play on Bersko.
Stupid, isn't it? Stupid. At a Sunday level.
How did you sort of find out then? Straight after, or was it...
No, straight after, because we were absolutely buzzing, you know what I mean? It was like, it must have been a day or two after, because it was party time. Because when I got to the A3... I just slotted right in there, and like I got on with everyone there, and I loved going out with them after the games and all that. Like when we used to win them games, it was brilliant, you know what I mean? And like,
they were at a proper boss team then as well.
Yeah, it was good, yeah. And I loved it there, and like loved going out with them on a Sunday when we'd win. I'd be straight out with them as well. I used to do that with the Nach, and then with them it was the same. I didn't feel like out of place or nothing. I felt like I fitted right in. I enjoyed it, you know what I mean? And then must have been a couple of days after that, Keogh or someone rang me and said what's happened and that, and I was like, oh, no way. But Keogh was like, me and my daughter haven't slept, we've been sleeping on the couch, we're not sleeping. And at first it was a bit like it was my fault, but they weren't being too harsh on me. And then I told them that I weren't going to carry on, and then that's when it got a bit
So what did you say? I'm
I just said to them, like, I think Bersko came in after that, and then I was like, you know what, I don't want to play Sundays, I want to sign, because I was like obviously doing all right and it was getting a bit of interest, and I was like, I'd rather just concentrate on a Saturday, the games are hard enough on a Saturday, and then trying to play on a Sunday, I was like, I don't reckon I can do it, and I don't fancy doing it, I just want to stick to one day and just have a good go at this sort of thing. And he was like, no, lad, you're not going there. There's no way you're going to Bersko. That's how it was. And I was like, oh, I am now, and I had to stick to it. And then I had Keo ringing me. I had Jimmy Ball. Do you know Jimmy Ball?
Yeah, yeah.
He phoned me and he was like, listen, lad, we loved you. He said, but if I see you in the street, don't look at me.
Yeah, it's like you proper, slighted them on
there. Yeah, I was like, oh, this is horrible. And then I remember standing up to Abby Mars and Harold phoned me. So then Harold was like, lad, you're not going nowhere. And I was like, I was like, I've got to stick to it. It's gone on this long. And I was like, no, I am. I've got to like at least have a go. And I just want to play Saturdays. And it was like, it was the hardest thing ever. I can remember this.
So from their perspective, they've probably gone, that fucker's got us kicked out. Yeah, and now he's bailing.
Yeah, I know. It probably looked like that, obviously. But to me, it was just like, I want a fresh go at playing. I want to have a good go. Have a good go, yeah. And Bersko had a good team and all that, and they had a nice pitch, whereas Prescott's pitch was always horrendous.
Yeah.
Who was in charge of Prescott at the time?
Prescott, I wouldn't even know. Was it Andy Gray? I wouldn't even know. Because I don't even think I spoke to anyone from Prescott. I can't remember speaking to anyone from Prescott.
Yeah.
So, Bersko then, when you've gone there, he was in charge first time round there?
Derek Gooden.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was Derek, yeah. Quietest fella in the world. He's at the Remy now.
Yeah, he's just took over.
Yeah, he's trying to get me to go to the Remy, but I liked Derek, like his boss fella and that, and it was him who got me to go there, yeah.
So what was it like? Who was there at the time? So the likes of Jedden had gone, hadn't he, by then?
Yeah, they had some good players, though. We had, like, Carl Bell was the centre-half, Martin Crowder.
Yeah, he was good, Martin, wasn't he?
Yeah, Martin was good. Lee James, he was there, Stiossi, Steve Brown, Matty Parry. We had two wingers, Ben and Matty Parry. And they were rapid. They were brilliant. Like, we had a good squad. We had Geds up front. I don't know if you know him. Gedman. Big stocky fella from Manchester. He was like the man when I was there. Like the main man, yeah. But he was always injured. Then you had like Dave Eaton. He was a forward. And then that's about it. And Dave Rowan. He was another forward. He scored the winner in the FA Cup game.
So what was that like sort of going from the Welsh League back up here and with local lads, so half of them there were playing for like the Paddock and
the Paddock and them, yeah, forgot about them. It was good, you know what I mean? Like, we had a good side and all that, and I enjoyed playing there because the pitch was like, it was always nice. The best goal pitch, it was brilliant, yeah.
Was that a cup final pitch, wasn't it, for the Welsh League?
Yeah, it was good. I loved playing there. We had some good players now, we went on a good run. And the difference at first they weren't playing at Bersko.
That's what I was going to say. Were you sort of brought in with any guarantees, or was it
no?
You had to just,
to be honest, I don't think they thought I was going to be starting, and they didn't think I was going to be good enough. I remember them saying to me when I signed in that this isn't like Sunday League now, it's a lot different to what you've been playing there. And he was saying about the Welsh League, but I found the Welsh League harder than that league at the time, to be honest. But yeah, he brought me in. I was like, I think I was third or fourth choice, you know, because they had Gedman, Eaton, Dave Rowan. So I was only like fourth choice. So for the first four games, I didn't really play.
And what was it? What was the change of fortune? Just a decent run in the team?
Yeah, I think we played Lincoln away. We must have had a couple of injuries or something like that. We played Lincoln away. I didn't score, but I can remember crossing it and we won 1-0. And I played all right. And then I don't think I missed a game from that. I think I just carried on playing and playing.
See, but Bersko's always been like a good platform for obviously the strikers who've played there and gone moved for big money or gone into the football leagues. They've got a great like track record, haven't they? If you want to,
with them,
want to kick on,
they love like getting forward and that. Like it was like, as I say, we had Ben. I don't know if Ben played on the left and Matty Parry was on the right. Cause I'm sure Steve Brown didn't really get in. I think he might have played a few games, but I'm sure it was mainly them two. And I loved Matty Parry, was just like, get out your feet, cross it. And you just knew the ball was coming in. But yeah, going forward, that day, just love playing footy.
Yeah. So how did you get on in the league and all that while you were there?
I think we were just outside the playoffs, it must have been, yeah. But we had a good cup run. We were in the FA Cup. And
is that when he put the scaffold up and all that? I went to one of them games. What game was it?
Gillingham,
yeah.
Did you go to that one?
Yeah. Put like a scaffold up, didn't he? And all
brilliant,
that.
It was brilliant, yeah. It was a boss day. Brilliant. But yeah, we fancied our chances up against them, to be fair, because we knew we'd had we were going to have a good game. No, we never. We just knew we had a chance against them at home as well, and with the crowd and that. I think we fancied our chances.
Yeah, it was decent. It was on Match of the Day in that one.
Yeah, big game.
Good. So how long did you stay there for? Was obviously other clubs sniffing around you there at the time?
Do you know what? They weren't. I didn't have no one sniffing around me hardly at all. They put me on a contract through the middle of the season, and they were like, "You need to sign a contract. You need to sign a contract."
When it comes to that.
No, so I think the game before, Gillingham scored a hat trick against Hucknall to get us that game, and we won about 6-1. We battered them. They were in the league above, and we battered them. And he was like, "You need to." I think it was Rod was something to do with them. I think he was the set, and he was like, "You need to sign. You need to sign a contract." And he's like, "That's who me doing the signature. You need to sign." So then I signed for them. Signs a contract, sorry. It was only for a bit extra money. It was not even major. But yeah, as I say, at the end of the season, no one really came sniffing. No one was hounding me, or I didn't get loads of offers or nothing like that. It was only Southport who showed an interest to go there and go on a short-term contract.
Yeah. What length of contract did you sign with Bearsco?
Bearsco? It was only it must have just been the rest of the season and another season, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Couple of quid a week?
It was I'm sure I was getting 120 quid a week or something. Yeah. Not major, you know what I mean? It was I think it was only on 90 quid, and then it went up to 110. I don't know why I signed a contract, to be honest.
So you're banging them in now in the end?
For Bearsco? So
worked your way in as first choice?
For Bearsco, yeah. I ended up scoring about 30, yeah. That's when I probably...
Top scorer in the league, weren't you?
I think I was up there. I think there was another lad. I can't remember his name, though. There was another lad who was scored quite a few. But it was... between me and him, because you'd always be checking when you were younger, that was if I scored more than him.
Yeah, yeah, keeping tabs the non-league people.
But both of us had scored, I think both of us scored in the 30s. It was definitely late 20s, 30s anyway, but yeah, I had a couple of good runs with Bearsco that season. Yeah.
So then, how did the Sowie thing come about?
Sowie thing, well, they had a major overhaul, didn't they? That was the season when,
when they went sort of full-time.
Yeah, but Liam Watson left, he went to Bearsco. And I don't think he ever fancied me, Liam. Never fancied me. He just thought I was shite, I think. So then he went to Bearsco, and because they were going full-time, all their lads were unsettled and that, and he took a load to Bearsco. And I think they ended up swapping me for, three players. It came out, Steve Daly, Neil Robbo, and I think it might have been Ledbetter or someone like that. But they ended up saying it was a swap deal, but I think he was going anyway, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so who was in charge of Sowie then?
Paul Cook.
Or was Cookie in charge at the time when you went there?
Well, I think he's only just took over. But he had a hard job on there, because the wages that they were paying and all that, and for them to go full-time, I don't know how they even tried to do it, to be honest.
So did you have to sack work and all that?
Yeah, sack work and everything, yeah. I look back now and I think, what was I doing there? It was just ridiculous what I'd done.
Did they say that, though? Did they actually say, you've got to go full-time, or we're not having you?
Yeah.
To everyone?
You have to go full-time, yeah.
Mad dad, yeah.
And it was only 3 months as well. And looking back now, I was what was I doing there? But I probably wouldn't change it, because it was brilliant, you know what I mean?
So what was that sort of scenario like, going full-time and having that conversation?
It was hard, you know. Obviously, I was still young then, it was hard because I lost me half of that year. And then that all came about, and my head is a bit everywhere anyway. And then I said I'd sign and all that, ended up agreeing to go, and then I went to IB for the week before the season, the pre-season.
Yeah, little blowout.
Yeah, but then I went back, and there was about 40 people at training, and it was on Liverland running track.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just, and I've never been the fittest. Even when I was younger, I was never fit. I might look fit, but I'm not fit. I've got to work hard to get fit. And then I get there and they're all running down the track, and I was I was blowing, I was awful, it was embarrassing. And even Barry, remember Barry, his name
Barry
was
Sims.
Barry Sims was there, machine money.
Advantage play.
And he was brilliant, but he was the fitness coach there.
Yeah, I remember that now, yeah.
He was the fitness coach, and he was running by me, and he went, "Tony, this is embarrassing." It was horrible.
He's an action man, no one.
Yeah, I used to live on a flat, facing the canal. nearly every day I'd see him going past on his bike, either on his bike or running with his big rucksack on and all that.
Yeah, he used to cycle all the games, didn't he? Turn up on his bike.
Even everywhere training and the games, everything, he'd turn up on his bike. Yeah. He was a machine.
So what was he saying to you? This is no good. This
is no good. This is embarrassing and all that. And then as the pre-season went on, I got fitter and fitter, and it's probably the fittest I've been that pre-season. And then I had a nightmare at Southport that year, to be honest. Just the week before the season started, we had a night out, and there was a bit of a scuffle somewhere, like on Lord Street or something like that, but I can't remember it. And there was a scuffle anyway, and I wouldn't have been fighting because I'd never ever fight, and I've like gone to probably move someone out the way, and I've took a smack and broke my jaw the week before the season was starting.
Oh no.
So then it come out in the paper that like Baggy the keeper had punched me in training and all that, but it was from that night out. But so that was me out.
Deflecting,
yeah.
Uliates
after. He took some stick for that as well off the fans, didn't he? Yeah, he took some stick. He's like, why me? Like, why me? He was like from Southport. He's like, why am I getting this? But so I was out for about 4 to 6 weeks then. And like, I was flying. It was probably the best preseason I've had. I was flying. I felt like I can have a go here. And then that happened. And then.
So how long did you stay there in that season then, with the full-time stuff?
I was there for a while. I was there all season, but then Cookie left in January. I was in and out with Cookie. And then the new Dino Marmaria took over. You heard of him?
Yeah.
He was a good fella. He was centre-forward and that. He loved it. He was a good fella. Like. So he took over with Whitey, the physio. Then I played the first game under them. I scored in that one. I think we grazed 3-1. And then might have played the next game, Drew. I think they left after that. And then Davenport came in.
Yeah.
Davenport came back and I ended up playing. I think I ended up playing the rest of the season then, and I started scoring a bit and getting
more into it. Bosch Avenue, don't want it. Still is. Still Bosch now, but it's Bosch.
Yeah, but the crowd weren't Bosch though.
Yeah,
and I found the crowd sort of never talked to me, I don't think.
Sorries, that's right.
Yeah, I found it hard with them, you know, they were all old, and they're all older than that, aren't they? And they just love moaning, probably like me, they just love moaning. So it was hard to get into it. I prefer playing away because the pitch is massive as well in it. And I used to love playing away, me.
So when Davenport come back in, you played the rest of the season, did you do well in terms of numbers?
When Davenport came in? The rest of that season, I think I started scoring a few. I don't think it was loads, but I scored a few. I think the last day away at Ipswich, I scored a couple. And that sort of, I think we got relegated. Well, we did get relegated.
Where was you when you'd scored, like, you break the record for so many in a run?
Well, do you know what? Like, I think people look at me and think, like, score goals every season and score, like you say, like, slaughter every season, bangs, goal. But it wasn't like that, you know, like, I had bad spells. Like, that season where I went on that run, I think it was the season after. So then we went down in the Conference North, started the season. And then I weren't the best. I never scored in that season for like 4 months. So like from October.
Yeah, so it was just like purple patches where you banged a few in.
I was confident, me, like always, like if I scored, I'd go on a run. I was like a bad confidence player. But at that time when I went then 4 months without scoring, I couldn't score in training. I was awful. And then I'm sure I went back and played for the NAC in a couple of games. And then I went training for Newton on a Wednesday, just to like get used to like scoring. It's further side, getting sharper. And then he had to play me away at Hinckley, and I scored like a scruffy header, like off a corner, and I was like, needed that. And then I scored the hat-trick that game, and then the week later, I scored another hat-trick away. So that was a record, and then I think I went on and scored like 10 or 11 on the bounce.
Yeah,
in 10 or 11 games.
Like, remember Defoe when he was at on loan at somewhere like
Bournemouth? Yeah.
He scored all them on the trot, didn't he?
Yeah, so then I done that. Yeah, I went on that run. But even that season, though, like that happened, I felt I was flying. We got to the playoffs because we were struggling to get in the playoffs, and then I went on that run, and I think I scored 7. So I scored like 7. I think that was a record as well, to score like the only player to like continuous goals, so no one else scored in between.
So
I scored like 7 or 8 or something like that. No one else scored in between. And then we ended up getting to the playoffs, and then Brabs took over.
Right.
And then we had Stalybridge in the playoffs that season. And on the way to the game, I thought I was playing. they're on the way to the game, they were talking in the car, like, there was Neil Prince was there and Mark Duffy, and they were like, we're playing two wide and one down the middle, you know, one of us aren't playing. I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, like, they definitely knew that they were playing, like, I think they had an inkling that they were playing, though. They were like, we're playing the formation. I was like, I think Robbo, and they said Robbo was going to play straight up top on his own. I was like, I'm not playing here. I was like, what's going on here? No, not having that. And they, the three of us knew one of us weren't playing, and I thought it might have been Princey. So then we've gone in, and I just said, so have a word. I was fucking fuming. That's the worst of being about not playing, because like, we'd done so well towards the end of the season that, and I was like, nah, we're going to go with this and go with that. And then we won the first game 1-0. But when you're not playing, you don't want,
What did he say to you, Brabs?
Just like, because he went in and I launched my bag across the room, and that probably wasn't the best idea, like, with him. But him, I launched my bag, and I was like, for fuck's sake. And he was like, why, what's up? And I said, well, obviously, I'm not fucking playing, am I? And he's like, no, we're going to go with this, and we're going to go with that. And then, what it is, and I was like, I'm not really interested, you know what I mean? I just want to play, like, I'm not fucking asked about your tactics and all that. And he was like, well, I think we'll do well like this and do well like that, but I weren't happy, like.
Should have offered him an arm wrestle when it takes all.
Oh, yeah, I'd have battered him there one night.
So, from Shawi to Droylsden, did they sell yet to Droylsden?
So then, what happened then? So then, from, how did I end up at Droylsden? They sold me, I think, yeah. But then Liam Watson came in that pre-season, and he'd never fancied me. Never. And he was trying to get rid of me straight away. Well, he was thinking, I'm not having him, because, like, I've never fancied him. I'm trying to bring my own players in. Then pre-season, I was flying again pre-season. And he sort of changed his tune about me, and then he got in. He was like offering me like a 2-year contract, and then he was like, I see like a Terry Fernsey, Terry Fernsey. Yeah, I remember him saying to me, like, I see you and him, but like, your all round game's better than this and all that. I was like, and he was like, my perception of you is being wrong. Like, I want you to stay and be like the focal point sort of thing. So then I ended up staying. I had a terrible start to the season again, and then he changed his tune at me again, and then ended up going to he saw me to Droylsden, and then, yeah.
He was in charge of Droylsden?
Pacey.
Yeah.
Madman.
Who was there? A few scousers?
So Gary Barres was like a coach there. Neil Prince, who, there was loads, yeah. There was Doug Dale, Princey, Tom Field was there for a bit. The Vaughans, well, the right back was it? Jay Vaughan it was, yeah. I was getting mixed up with Jay Vaughan, yeah. Sean Wally, don't know if you know him.
Yeah, everyone goes on about him, how fast he was and all that.
He was like one of my dead good mates all through playing. Like, he, wherever he went from there, I met him there. And then from there, like he was like,
he went to play pro, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. So he was there at Droylsden.
Shrewsbury, was he?
Southport. He went from there to Southport, then from Southport to Shrewsbury, yeah. And then he came back on loan to Telford when I was there as well.
Yeah, decent. So how did you find it at Droylsden? All right.
I liked it, you know. Yeah, it was good. We had a good team, and all that manager wanted to do, all Pacey wanted to do, was play. It was like, if the keeper booted it, he was going mad. And I mean, like, he just wouldn't have it. If you weren't playing out, you weren't playing. But like, he used to play two centre halves. Obviously, can't name them, but they were awful. They couldn't defend because they could like half pass it. He played them every week, and that was our downfall, because we had two centre halves, Steve Achers and Ruffa. And they were brilliant, like, brilliant. And just never played them. We only played them now and again. And when they played, we won. But he'd still swap it. And yeah, he had that big of a squad. It was like, he's playing this one, he's playing that one. I think if he'd just stuck to one team, we'd have had a good go.
So was that contract there as well?
Sort of, yeah. But like, that was just like Paul and Shark bag every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You come in with the Paul and Shark. Everyone used to say, someone needs to collar him with that Paul and Shark bag. It's like a ballet on. Every 2 weeks, you come, and like, be like, it's the bag here, it's the bag here. Every 2 weeks, yeah. Brown envelope.
So how did you end up going back to Shawi then?
And also then that season at Droylsden, I had a good season there again. Like, I went there like October, I think, and I'd done well for them, scored, and then I played well for them. We got to the playoffs, played against Fleetwood and that, but Fleetwood were interested. Mickey Mellon was the manager there, and he was really interested in me going there. I met him and everything. I agreed to sign for them full time and all that. And then Liam Watson, maybe you know Liam. But he just
gets
in your ear and that, and he's like, oh, you won't play. And but to be fair, they did have a big squad, they had good forwards and that. Vardy weren't there then, but they had a couple of good players who scored like 30s and 40s, and but Mickey Mellon was like, no, you're playing with one of them, it's you and one of them. and like I met him, agreed to sign, agreed to deal. It was a good deal as well. It was all right. And then Liam got in my head and he was like, do you want to go back full time? No, why not just come part time, carry on working? And then ended up signing back for Southport.
Yeah. So what was the, how did they sort of get in touch, Fleetwood, just through playing them?
Through playing them, and then just Mickey Mellon rang me. I don't know how he got my number, but he rang me and he was like, he was keen as to get me there. He was like,
he's been a Bosch gaffer as well, hasn't yeah, he, the football yeah. leagues.
To be fair, I'm gutted I never went there in a way, but then in another way, I'm not, because not just the season, that season it weren't great, but the season after that, but before that, I think I should have had a go really, but in my head, it was like, nah, I've been full time before, never happened. I was coming up to 25, 26, and I was thinking like, I only had a few years left, you know what I mean? So I was like, nah, I'm not into that. I'd rather just go part time, and I shouldn't have really, because that was too hard, because they were in the conference Southport as well, and they were part time.
Was McNulty with them at the time, Fleetwood?
He will have been, yeah. Yeah. Because yeah. The first game, I think it might have been the second game, we played them, and I had to shock it again. Shocking start of the season, and we played them, and I just bounced off him. Yeah. I don't know if it broke me. I think it broke my wrist or something. But he was horrible to play against. Yeah. So my first game against them, I ran into him and threw my shoulder in. And then I had another bad run.
So back to Sowie. Just how long under?
So then, this is what I mean. It was always stop start. So then I had. So then that season, that full season, then when I went back to Sowie in that league, it was in the conference. And we were awful. I was awful. I played up front with big Matty McNeil. He was a brilliant player. But everything just went to him. And it was like, I weren't getting nothing.
On scraps.
The thought was, I'll get it into Matty and then play it off to Tony and then he'll get it wide. And that was the plan. But it never ever happened like that. It was like we were always under the cost too much. And that season just didn't happen. And then the season after that, we stayed up. I think we stayed up because someone dropped out of the league or they got... went into admin. I think we got relegated, but then stayed up through that. And then Liam was trying his best to get into me, but I'd got fit in that, and I thought, I want to have another go at that level, because I think I can do it, like, sort of thing. I want to have another go. So I got myself fit in that, and then he was trying his best to get into me pre-season, but then he could see, like, I was flying, to be fair, pre-season. And then he couldn't get no more forwards, and he weren't getting rid of me. And then I ended up playing that full season. That was the best season I ever had.
Yeah. Well, how many did you bag? It was just like, was it 1-2 for Sowie though, didn't you?
Yeah, but like, as I say, I've probably scored that, but the fans have never ever took to that. They've never took to me, you know what I mean? They're never like, oh yeah, you were good. It was just like, nah, it was all right. But they loved other, there was other people there who they just loved well more, but they never done as much, I don't think. I think they won leagues now. That's one thing I never done with them, was win a league.
Yeah.
So then the season after that in the conference, I think I scored about 20. And that was the best season you've ever had, I think, in the conference.
Do you reckon that's basically if you'd have stayed fit and Ed was on a conference, you could have just played the conference throughout?
I think the conference suited me more than any other league. Yeah. I think even like Conference North and all that, it didn't really suit me. It was too much of a battle in that, whereas there was a bit more nous about playing in the conference in that. And I think that suited at the time. It started to suit my game more, like dropping off and getting on the ball. Not that I could, like, I weren't like a proper number 10, but I'd get like a proper playmaker, but I'd like link the play a bit in that. And
yeah,
I was getting to understand that a lot more. And I was getting my goals that season. I got my goals in that. And I just never kicked on really.
So then Chester, how did that come about?
Again, start of the season, Liam was like, I want to go younger. I didn't start the season well. I think I still scored a couple, but he was wanting to train on a Monday as well, a Monday morning. And I was like, how's that work? You can't train on a Monday morning, work and train Tuesday, Thursday night. Like, it's either one or the other, you know what I mean? So then I was like, Liam, I can't do this. I can't train on a Monday, try and work. What job can you get where you can do that? So then I ended up going to Chester, yeah.
The Vaughans, who was in charge? Or wasn't it
the Vaughans? Vaughans, no, it was... must have been the fan. I'm sure it was like fan led.
Yeah, like a consortium type thing. Yeah. Who's the gaffer?
Neil Young.
Yeah.
Yeah. He brought me in, but their squad was massive and it was brilliant. They had the squad was scary at the time. Like, it was scary. And like, he brought me in and we were playing Stalybridge away. And he brought me in and we were winning about 8-0. And I was like, but they were unbelievable. The crowd was boss. They had a left winger, Ian Howard, scored at Attrick. The forwards were running riot. I was like, why has he brought me in? Why is he near me? And he was saying, like, the forwards aren't, like, goal scorers. They're more, like, to the work outside the box. But they had German, and he was just scoring every week. And I was like, why has he brought me here? Like, loads of a few games I was on the coach with, you know, Scott Brown.
Yeah.
There was a few of us who were still left on the coach. It was like, what's going on here? It was bonkers, like, but they were flying. He was just changing the team every week, and they were winning every week.
Yeah. So did they give you opportunities, or?
Yeah, so I had a couple of opportunities there. So then, like, I played away against someone.
So weren't they full time or?
No. But they had a boss squad, though. It was good there. And I wanted to prove myself there as well, because they had a boss crowd. Yeah, and I wanted to play. I loved it there, yeah. So I wanted to play there, because, like, the thought of that, to Chester and stuff like that, Southport, it was, like, more enclosed and more, like, it seemed like there was more there and stuff like that, and it was a better atmosphere, and I was like, I want to have a good go at this. So then I started getting fit in that, and then I got a chance, scored two away. And then the next game, played well, hit the post a couple of times. Then that was me bombed again. That's how it was. It was like, fucking hell, what have you got to do here?
Proper high standards, got to score every week,
like,
to stay.
Yeah, he was ruthless, you know, Youngie was ruthless. So then we played, I think he gave me a chance up front with Trundle. I don't even know why he'd done it. Played up front with Trundle against Vauxhall Motors at home, and we won 2-0. And I played all right. I felt like I'd done all right, I'd done well. And then he just played me from there then. But there was only about 11, 12 games left then.
Yeah.
But I went on another good run then.
So was that when you ended up going to Telford then, off that?
Yeah, so then, it's mad, because Liam got rid of me that much. He ended up going to Telford. I had that run, and Chester were going up into the conference, and then I was like, I don't know whether I can do that travelling again. And then, so then Liam got that job at Telford, and then Chester were getting rid of all the players. They got rid of everyone. And, like, if they'd have kept the same team, I'd have gone with them, because they were all sound. It was a good set of lads in that, but he was just like, I've got to change the philosophy, like, straight away. And he just started bringing all our ex-pros in and all different players, and I knew that was happening. So I was like, oh no. I remember going to Magga when we won the league, and he was like, Telford, Tony. He was trying to get me to stay, but he was like, you're going to Telford. And then I was like, here I am, yeah.
So he was at Telford?
What do you think? Liam Watson again. He was at Telford.
So was he? What? How come you give him so many chances?
I don't know.
Playing for his love?
I think he just liked feeling wanted.
Yeah.
No, because we had the season at Southport, and that's a season
where,
in the
where you played your best.
Yeah,
you?
And it was like, that was the best season I ever had. Like, we won like 8 on the bounce away from home, and the atmosphere and all that, and it was just the travelling and all that, and the banter, and like loads of people that I played then were going to Telford. Like Alan Moot, there was two car schools that were going up. Like Matty McGinn, I played a lot with him. And yeah, all them were going there. So like, I felt like, I'll do that.
Yeah, so what was it like there?
It was good. Well, when I say good, it was hard work. Some travelling there. You used to have to set off a train at about 3-4 o'clock. It was like, oh, what am I doing here? But I've done that for 2 years. But the first season was hard again. We were in the Conference North. And you think of Telford, like you think of the ground and the support and all that. But it didn't feel like a big club. It was like, it was badly run, I thought. There weren't much interaction between, like, people around the club and the players, and it was just like you come in through the back gate, get changed, go and play, get off.
Yeah, just with the team and the manager.
Yeah, so there weren't sort of any interactions. I don't think they really took to Liam, even though we won the league. The first year I was there, we won the league, but I didn't really feel like I'd won the league. I think I played 30, but I didn't feel like that. I never ever felt like I justified. Even at Chester, I played like the last 12 games maybe. But we won the league and that then. But I didn't really feel like I'd won the league. Felt like they had. And it was the same with Telford that year.
Well, you got players taking medals off 3 games now.
Oh, honest, like, when I look back, people say, like, oh, did you win this? And I've got 2 medals, like, but I don't see myself as winning it. I wanted to be, like, the focal point, or, like, play every week and
feel
like I had that input to win the league. But I never, ever felt like that. And that season, like, I was in and out. And then, yeah, that was it, that season.
So what was that? Did you go back to Welsh League then? Was
that? No, so that season, yeah, I had 2 seasons at Telford. The first season, we got relegated. Where are we now? Right, so in the Conference North. They won the Conference North, and then I started pre-season Conference the next year. I started pre-season well again, but then he had to look after the lads who'd done well for him the season before. But he could see pre-season that I felt like I was on it. And then the first couple of games, he played the other lads, and they weren't great. So then I played, then I played a couple more games. Liam got sacked, and then a fella called, he's been trying to sign me lately, Steve Kittrick took over.
Yeah.
And then I scored at Attrick the game he took over at home to Eastleigh, and Eastleigh were paying massive money, and they were doing really well. Like, they had a scary team. We got beat 4-3, but I scored at Attrick, and then that season again I went on another run. I think I scored over 20 that season in the Conference, but got relegated again.
No way. Yeah. Scoring 20 and going
down. I know, it was horrible, but it just felt like, I think, as I say, I'm like a confidence player. If I go on a run, I'll score. It seemed to me like through the winter I went great, but after Christmas I'd sort of kick on again.
So fair weather player.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, my dad was golf as well.
Pre-season and then the end of the season.
Yeah, that's it, innit? Yeah.
But I know what you were doing, playing
it's
for
them bugs, and that I can't play on them bugs. That's just not me.
You're playing for the deal of Mordo in pre-season, and then coming towards the end of the season with a contract extension.
That's it, innit?
So
the way to do it, though.
So, like Warrington and all that, obviously we're coming to a bit closer to present time. Yeah. Did you go back to Welsh League?
Yeah, so I went to Airbus for a couple of years. Yeah. I liked it there.
They had a posh pitch and all that, didn't they?
Yeah, it was the Astro one. So
was it Astro?
A load of Welsh had turned to Astro, yeah.
Oh, no, that's not what I...
They had a nice pitch, though. We played them in a pre-season for Telford, and it was all right.
Yeah.
But I think it was getting... As them Welsh pitches are, they all get battered, don't they? Yeah. So they all started changing then.
So was it playing well, scoring, enjoying it, or...?
Yeah, the first season, I felt like they'd done well before I went there. And then I went there and I felt like, I think all the lads knew that I'd come in on decent money compared to them sort of thing. And they were all like a close-knit team, but they'd all been there for a while.
Yeah, so you were just the scouts and taking the
dough. Not a scouts, no, because they were all scouts themselves, but they were all like matey. And it was like close-knit, and like, I can remember Tom Field and Keogh and that, like... And if they got a free kick, and Tom had missed like about 5 free kicks, but I hadn't been there the season before, so I didn't see Tom scoring all these free kicks and all that. And I'd be like, Tom, I'll have a go, and then like you get Keogh kicking off saying, lad, he's on the free kicks. I'd be like, yeah, but he's at 5, like no wins. Like, didn't see him last season, all that. But then that's how it was. It was like I felt like a bit of an outsider for a bit. But then I started doing all right and started scoring. Pre season I was a bit hit and miss, but then first game I scored 2 and then I started scoring a bit more, but I never felt like in their group sort of thing.
So while all this is going on, have you just jibbed Sundays completely?
Yeah, Sundays completely gone.
When did you stop playing Sundays?
To be honest,
then?
I couldn't think of anything worse. After like, I sort of seen players were still playing when I was about 24, 25, and like playing tomorrow. And at that point I was like, because I think people think that like, oh yeah, must love the footy, but I didn't like, I was at stages at Southport and that where I was like, I could jib this.
Yeah.
I could jib it, I've had enough in that. And then Sundays just never ever ended. I didn't even go and watch Sunday footy or nothing. It didn't entertain me one bit.
No, not that arsed.
No.
So closer than after Airbus, was that like some Warrington and that then?
Yeah, so then at Airbus, they got because they never made Europe the first year. The second year, they changed the management and all that and changed the players and they just weren't good enough. And I was the only senior player there, really, me and Paul Connolly, another boss lad. He was like the captain and that. So there's only me and him really that season. And something happened with him. So then I ended up being captain and I've never been a captain. But then they ended up like with a very young team. We ended up going down. But the middle of that season, the manager loved me. Like he came in, the number 2 took over as the manager and he loved me and he was like, give you another 2 years. I was like, what? We're awful. And he was like, I'll put you on the same money all year round and I'll keep you here. You'll be here forever. I was like, I'll have that. It sounded like I loved it. I could go training when I wanted. I got looked after. It was sound. And then because we went down, my contract was getting halved. But he was like, we can't even afford that. So,
you've got to hit the target, haven't you? If they're going for Europe, throw all their eggs in.
Yeah, because I think if you don't hit it,
the goose, aren't they?
Yeah, because they throw all their eggs in one basket. Yeah, and if you don't get it, that was it. But we were unlucky. I think we got beat by Connors Key. They were just horrible to play against. We got beat by Connors Key in the playoff and then that was it. Then everyone just went. It was sad, like.
So didn't you get the sort of, like, IN Counties teams trying to get you in for, a few bob, you know?
No, never. To be honest, when I left Airbus, I didn't have any offers really. No one. I think I seen Gary Bress plastering next door to me Bird's Eye fellas, and I was talking to him, and he said, what are you doing then? I said, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I haven't really spoke to anyone. And he said, Paul Carden's after a forward, you know. And then I don't know if I text Adam. I think I might have text Adam saying, Joe Paul after a forward. And then he was like, yeah, and then straight away, he was on to me, and then I went and met him, and he's the only one who got into me that season, really. Yeah.
Was Adam still playing then, or?
Yeah, he was still playing, yeah.
He was good at the money. Yeah, Paul was obviously good, so Adam was boss as well.
Yeah, he was good.
So what was it like there, Warrington?
It was good, you know, I liked it, yeah. I get mixed up now, because I was there for 3 years. I think I was there for 3 years, or three and a bit years. But yeah, I liked it. The pitch weren't great, though. The one thing about Warrington was, like, they wanted to be bigger, and they wanted to be better, and do this and do that, but the pitch weren't great, and something, I think they got used to it now, but at the time he was wanting to do more, but the pitch sort of let them down a bit.
Probably did.
Yeah, but I liked it there, it was good.
Some good lads there, you know.
So at the time, when I first signed, looking back now, Jay McCartan was there, Kinney, that first year, I'm struggling to think who was there the first year, Sean Willow, he's a good player, little centre mid.
Didn't think you go there from Pineapple, like Bowen Dixon and that.
You might know more about. Yeah, Bowen, yeah. He was there. I don't think he was there the first season, no. I don't think so. This way, like, my seasons get, like, interchanged. Like, I can't really know. But, yeah, Bowen was there. And so we weren't there at the start, though. But then, yeah, he's come in. There was loads coming in now. Jack McCreff.
Little Luke Duffy's there now, isn't he?
Yeah, but I don't really know him. He sort of came when I was leaving.
Yeah.
So Mitch Duggan. You probably won't know. Do you like over the water lads like Josh Amos?
I always thought like, I don't know, Bootle, Lower Brech, all them would like be on your case. Obviously, City and Liverpool obviously come for you, but
yeah. Well, I don't know whether they thought I was out of their reach. I don't know. I don't know whether they thought, but at Warrington, like
thinking you're a millionaire.
Yeah, I know. That's probably was. They were probably thinking, oh no, he's probably on all kinds of money. But at Warrington, like it. The money was all right, you know, it was good at Warrington, but like the first season and that there, I had a couple of injuries. I'd done well though. I was flying. Probably the fittest I've felt at Warrington. And like the first season and the second season, I had spells there where I was really good, and then there were spells where I went.
So how did it come about, City Liverpool thing then? Obviously, was that on the back of all like lockdown and that, or did you play for them before that?
No, it was on the back of that. So then Warrington spoke to Cards and that, and like towards the end of Warrington, I sort of felt like I weren't justifying myself. I felt like I weren't getting about as much, and I didn't feel right. And I sort of spoke to Cards about it and that, and he was like, "No, I need more from you." But he played me, I think it was about 20 games or something like that. Might mean more. I was just up front on my own. It was like a slog. You were like struggling. It was like a slog, and I don't know whether that took it out of me. But after that, I never really got back to being the way I was. And then I just couldn't find any sort of form. And then I sort of knew, he was like, listen, next season. So, well, I sort of know I'm not going to be coming back. It is what it is, sort of thing. No bad feelings and that. And then I left, and then that's when City Liverpool came in, yeah.
Yeah, so was that when they were sharing the ground with Bootle at the time?
Yeah, yeah. But, so it was only last season, wasn't it? Like,
yeah, but did you get to play?
Play quite a... Well, like, I tried to play. I had a nightmare for them, you know, I'm not going to lie. I felt like I owed them something, to be honest, because all pre-season, Robbo, like, brought me in. He was brilliant with me. Like, he was like, if you're feeling anything, sit out. If you feel this, sit out. If you need time off, let me know.
Yeah, just obviously looking after
you. Yeah,
he was brilliant.
But he was struggling, though, and I was getting Al then, yeah. So he was struggling, though, and then I felt like, I need to, like, repay you because you're struggling, and it just never really happened. I never felt right. And then obviously he went. But then it was the lockdown as well, and stuff happened, like family stuff happened again that year, the start of that season. Family stuff happened, they had to get off from a game and stuff like that, and that never helped. And not making excuses, but stuff happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Isn't Elo's in charge now, there, isn't he?
Yeah, so Elo took over, and he was all right, Elo, yeah, he was sound. But I thought straight away, he's not having me. We had a couple of games in that. And then I done my ankle in. His first game I played well. I done my ankle in first half and it was horrendous, but I carried on playing and I didn't think nothing of it. And then it was bad. So I was out for a couple of weeks and he was desperate to get me back, and then we played someone away and it was like a cow field, and I mean a cow field, and I hadn't moved. I think I trained on the Thursday, but it was just like 5-0 and that. So then I played and I felt like I can't move here. It was like he would want me to play like a 10. It was like up and down, and I was like, he was like screaming at me to get back in that, and I was like 36. I haven't trained for like 2 weeks. Like, that isn't me. Like, I haven't got the legs to be box to box. Do you know what I mean? That's what he was sort of wanting. And then after that, I think lockdown happened after that. And then he brought us back. And we had a game on a Tuesday, and we had no team. And I think we had Everton calls away, was it? But we were struggling for the team, and I was thinking about jacking it anyway. And then I got there, and it was pissing down, it was horrible. And he was like, named another, like, walked in like centre forward who I didn't know, we never heard of him. And he started him. Like, I was on the bench with like two kids, and like Kevin McCallum was on the bench, but like he hadn't been playing at all.
Yeah,
I was like, that's a Kevin, oh, I can't carry on doing this. Like, pissing down, and I come on, like, it was freezing. Went on with about 20 minutes or 10 minutes to go to see the game out. I was like, oh, this isn't me, this. So I phoned him the next day, and I was like, I'm going to do you a favour here, I'm going to jack it. But he was like, I thought he'd be like, oh yeah, I understand and all that. But he was like, no mate, I don't want you to go, I want you to stay, and I don't want you to go and that. And he was proper persuading me to stay. And I was like, don't get that. But then he ends up staying, and then I think lockdown happened again. And then I left again, and then...
I thought he just went to shit, didn't he?
No, well then, he came back again. And I jacked it, and then on the Friday he phoned me and he said, so what's your availability? I was like, what do you mean? He said, I want you to play tomorrow. I was like, no. And he was like, so I could do it, yeah, I want you to start and all that, we've got two games coming up and I want you to play. He said, I wouldn't get you to play and I wouldn't get you up there and not play you. So I went and played, won 4-0, scored, done dead well. And then he was like, see, it's easy and all that, it's easy for you. We've got Marine, but I'm not going to play you in that because you've only just played and I'm going to go one up front. And I was like, yeah, sounds good. I'll just come back and help you out for these two games. And then after that Marine game, it stopped again. And then I haven't been back since.
So as this, obviously the season's starting now, are you going to have a go for anyone? Or
do you know what? Bootle, I agreed to sign for Bootle. I think, well, Ella was still trying to get me to go back to City Liverpool. And then I agreed to sign for Bootle. I spoke to Jokes, I know Joe quite well. Agreed to sign for Bootle. And then I went up training. I was dreading it though, like dreading going back. And I don't know why, I was just dreading it. And I went back training on Buckleal. And during the training, like Jay's my mate, Jay McCartan, he was playing. I said to Jay, yeah, that's me. Like, you won't be seeing me back here. I just can't do it. And then phoned Joe the next day and explained to him. And then he was like, I don't get why you're doing it, but...
Yeah, I'm not going to...
Yeah, he said, I half understand, but if I was you, I'd carry on. There's nothing wrong with what you're doing and that. Like, you seem fine. And I was like, I know, but it's just knowing my head and in my body. I just can't do it.
So what about any of the vet stuff? Not, yeah, I've had no.
Jay Olsen on today. I think I'm signing for the Remy.
Yeah.
I don't know. He played one last week,
the other week, yeah.
Well, he said Jay was going to phone me, but then I seen Jay at a charity match on... I played with Jay on... Satty in a charity game, and then he was getting into me, and then he's texting me today, and I think I might have a little go, but I don't know.
You'll have to ask Jed Nolan, aren't you, because you play for his All-Stars every
yeah, yeah. Again, yeah, tomorrow night.
That clashes.
Friday night live tomorrow.
That might clash with
the big
them.
One. Yeah, you'll be fuming, won't he?
No, it'll be good, that, mate, seeing you pull the boots back on. I know it's only been like half a year or whatever.
Have you seen me moving in that charity game the other week? When was that?
Yeah, it was decent. You scored about, you got three, didn't you?
Just two.
Just the two?
Just the two, yeah. 2-0 won it. But don't get any praise off them, though.
Funny that Albersco fair, Marty.
they're brilliant, you know. After that game on Saturday, we had a game on Saturday and we all stayed out.
Marty was just on the line, just ripping everyone.
He's funny, mate. The driest person in the world.
Just ripping everyone. Carl stood there just laughing their heads off. All he's done is give each other a stick.
It's funny, though, isn't it? It is brilliant. Like, it's mad that they've stayed, like, because I've played in teams who were close in that, and... Like, you've had a good tight-knit unit and all that, and, like, you'd always think, oh, we'll stay in touch, but things happen, don't they? And you sort of drift apart, whereas them...
Yeah, even if you do stay in touch, it's very rare that you get together and have a game.
Yeah, like, I know, and then with them, it's like, they're all there, you know what I mean? There's not many that aren't there, and it is good. Like,
we the Warby High at Goodison 1 year and done like got 40 lads who played for us over the years that just had to, like, you know, 20 a side or something.
Yeah.
But that was good. Like, a one of a man.
Yeah.
And just done it on all
Don't be saying that. Don't be telling Jed they're one of a man. It's only a fiver or a tenner at the minute. Don't be saying that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was $4,000, right, to Ryan Goodison. And you got it for 4 hours.
Yeah. That is good, isn't it?
So it was like time slots and we picked like whatever it was, I don't know. 6 o'clock on it.
It's good actually, make a few quid for charity there, wouldn't
you? Yeah, it was good, mate. Honestly, we done it for like our old chairman, Alan Williams, who's sadly passed away. It was now his 70th birthday, so we done it like his birthday, got all the lads together, £100 a man, paid for that. Then obviously had a little night out after it, boss. But so the Remy, don't let the couple house find out. They've got a few of the old lads.
So what? Don't ever this the couple house has been trying to get. You know, Kev Park is it?
Yeah,
the
he's
couple house.
Gavin Laffey, yeah.
I Park. See him at my little lads. Well, have been taking him.
Kev gets a bit of shit though because he should be with the Remy, shouldn't he?
Oh, should he? Yeah.
Well, really.
I don't really know. I
if
don't
he,
know
he's like a he's like a Ned and Bootle lad, and he Kev, yeah, so he should be. Well, that's what I always say.
I know. I think that
play for the area. Play for the area you live. But
yeah, he's been trying to get into me. So after he got into me about coming on this, and I declined at first, but after that he's been trying to get me to go up to there, and I keep saying to him, look, I'm not playing on a Saturday, so there's no way I'm playing Vetsley footy and all that, but I think it's just like, it's something to do, isn't it? It's like
enjoyment of seeing the lads and the crack and that.
Yeah, it's not even the playing footy really, it's more like just getting out there and going for a pint after it and having something to do.
Enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
Right, so we'll go to my feature of trying to build a perfect amateur footballer.
Right.
So we always start with, get right up to the mic, don't be...
Sorry.
Don't be hiding away from it. So we always start with left peg.
Now, I found this hard because, like, I didn't play that much amateur footy. Like, when amateur footy was, like, for the NAC and then for the A3. So I didn't play that much, though. Like, the Ormskirk League, I can't start... naming all kinds of players out of the Ormskirk League because I can't remember them. So I'll try and think of people who, like, people might have no who listen to this. But yeah, so left foot. I didn't really. So on a Sunday, I've gone for Matty McGinn.
Yeah.
Do you know Matty?
Yeah, I've heard of him, yeah.
So I've played with Matty a lot, and everywhere I've gone, he's just got a great left foot. So I've played with him probably the most. I played with him at Southport, Telford, Chester, and even Airbus. So, yeah, Jack Dunn was another one who would have been close, but he didn't play enough, and he didn't play with him enough.
So Matty gets it?
Definitely, yeah, by a mile. Probably Peter Walsh and Steve Riley, I probably think they might have been up there, but they're not.
they're in the bracket, yeah, they're not close enough.
Just nowhere near close enough, but
so, right foot?
Another lad who I played at Chester with and Telford with, yeah, great ability. Wes Baines, his name is.
Yeah, where was he from?
He's from Chester. He just had at Chester that year when I first went. So he's from Chester, but when I first went, he had a wand of a right foot, and I mean, like, he was scoring worldies. Even Sasevich was the other one. Sasevich played at that point. And he was scoring worldies everywhere, but like pinging a ball and that, I'd probably have to go for Wes. But after that, he came to Telford, and I think I like said to Liam and Tom, go for him and that. He's got a wand and that. But when he came to Telford, he went up to scratch.
He didn't do it. That's because
I got the blame for
that's
that.
That's because you threw your name on him. Touch.
Touch would be Trundle.
Yeah.
So he came into Chester. Boss fella, he came to Chester for a few games. He went there long, but I loved him. Like, I thought he was brilliant.
He was unbelievable.
Yeah, I loved him. Though, like, even like banter and that, he was just brilliant. He was boss fella.
You'd say that's like a perfect partner for you as well, wouldn't you? Because he looks after it dead well.
Yeah.
He's always looking to little ones who's
in there. To be fair, then I thought he was coming to the end. Then in that game against Vauxhall, where I got the sort of started playing. I played with him, but like we both played well, but then I don't know whether he played again after that. I can't remember if he played much more after that, but just even like in the warm up now, because like he'd be subbing that, or like you just see him in the warm up, just he just loved it, you know what I mean? Like slapping the
still
ball.
Going now, isn't he?
I know what I mean. That's what I'm saying. I thought he was coming to the end then.
Leon Britton, then Leon Britton.
The fact that he's still playing now, that is frightening. And it looks like he's still scoring worldies, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. He's in good nick though.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. Like me.
Yeah. So he's getting touch with our skill.
Skill. But yeah, it's got to be him again, hasn't
it? Yeah, he was an absolute joke.
That's showboating every Saturday morning, Saturday AM, wasn't it? Yeah. So I can't like look much further past him.
He was beyond the joke.
Yeah, he was like, beyond, yeah. He do that thing on the side of his foot and all that, and like I'd be like, I just haven't got all that. I used to lift it up and like just leave it, let it bounce to go to runs, yeah, watch this, and I'd like just let it at the floor.
What about adding ability with the monsters?
You've missed out speed there, you know.
Well, I'll get back to it, don't worry. I've just got a different
have you got a different
I've got a different line, I'm gonna make you work for
this. Oh no, go on then. Heading against the net, like for us, like player I played with was Earl Davis, big centre half for Southport.
Yeah.
He could have everything. But like playing against him, George Rand's another one. But Steve McNulty was just absolutely horrible.
He was a monster, wasn't he?
Yeah.
What a player though.
Yeah, he was, yeah. He was just a monster. He just like just won everything in the air, just a horrible centre half, but he could play as well.
Yeah. He's still going, isn't he? He's with Witten, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was speaking to Carl and Gary Martindale, and they were saying he's up there and that, yeah. Oh,
boss. Strength. Probably him again.
Probably is,
you ran into him, broke your arm.
Yeah, as I said before, yeah, I ran into him at Fleetwood, and yeah, Defo was on my shoulder, and I'm sure I was off for a couple of weeks with that. So, yeah, I'd probably go with him again. But there was another lad, Robbo, for Southport, centre forward.
Yeah.
Another boss lad, brilliant lad, and he was a strong lad.
Like Mark Hughes type?
Yeah, he was strong, yeah, and he loved the battle, loved the fight. I think he just loved to play for the fight.
Yeah, yeah.
Loved it, yeah.
For the aggro.
Yeah,
loved it. Speed.
So, I played with, as mentioned before, Sean Worley. I played with him loads, and like, me, as I said, like, the way I played, I needed pace around me. And like, for years, it was him. He's like, he'd get my goals because I'd just put it in behind for him and then I'd like creep up and
arrive late.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, and Jack McCreff was another one at Warrington. It was exactly the same with him. Like, we had an understanding and he knew if I got it, it was going in the corner. It was a good job they were fit because every time I got it, it was just going in the corner for them.
Yeah.
And Vardy obviously played against Vardy. And yeah.
What was he like at the time? Raw.
Do you know what? We played them Boxing Day. He went raw. No, we played them Boxing Day at their place, and I was like touch and go whether I was fit, and that's when I was doing well, and then played, scored two, we drew to all, and I was like, you weren't the best, like I can't even remember seeing him play. I think he had the red hair, and I was like, I don't know what the hype is around him, I can't really remember seeing him. The week later we played them at Haygav and they beat us 5-0 and he was unbelievable.
Yeah, just rapid,
just ran. Earl Davis, who we mentioned before, just absolutely destroyed him.
Bigger pitch in
that. Oh, it was scary, yeah. And then I'm saying to the ref, let us play a bit longer. I'm enjoying myself.
He's horrible.
Horrible,
yeah.
Brilliant, though.
That's what, obviously, if he's playing for you, that's what you like about him. He's horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Attitude
would be lads who have played with lately. So, like, there's always been, like, Alan Mugan, like, boss lad, and that he just struggled with injuries and that, so I had him written down. But then Warrington, Ben Garrity.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's another lad, Mitch Duggan, but you might know Mitch. But Ben, like, he's obviously like known now around these leagues and that. Just like around Liverpool now, he's probably well known because he's got his little move and that, but he's deserved it because.
Yeah, proper works hard.
Yeah, when he came in, I was like a bit like unsure about him, and he was talking about going to Wigan and stuff like that, and I was like, I don't see this. And then he was slagging players and caning players and he went scared to speak his mind and that. And I liked that about him. He was just like, it is what it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then like he started getting like playing, obviously, and then just his attitude just up and down, just hated losing. It's just
he's another beast in the area as well.
Yeah, that's what I was meant to mention. Heading goal scoring wise, he was up because in the box he was a weapon.
Yeah.
He was just like you're aiming for him all the time. In the playoffs he scored 2, I think it was. 2 in the final. We should have won. But yeah, heading wise, he's always getting free, and he was brilliant.
What about
Keepers.
Keepers have gone for... Where are we? You're losing me here. Right, keepers have gone for...
We're not in the usual order because I've forgot people.
I'm all over the place here. I've got to mention Peter Early. I played with him at the NAC. Just a big fella. I just used to love him shouting, coming hard. That was like...
Was he like black skinhead?
Yeah, short hair, big lad, yeah. Yeah, every time someone was running through, he just there, coming hard. Every time, yeah. Boss fella, still play golf for him now, Brilliant fella, and Tony Mack. I was playing for him for a lot. I go with him.
Yeah, Shamies. What about leadership?
Leadership, so there's been a couple, well, a few, but I can't name them all, but the best one was, the main one was George Arana, I'd say. Yeah. George Arana, Chester. Do you know George? Have you heard of him or anything like that?
I've heard of him, I don't know.
He's getting on now, he's always... he's getting on, he must be in his 40s himself, but he proper looks after himself, always been captain everywhere he's been, and he's another one, he doesn't like shout loads, you know what I mean, but he's just looks after himself, and he's just a good fella, like.
Yeah. Dirtiest.
This is hard, this, because I don't think I've come across, like, many, like, dirty players where I go, he's dirty, him, but I don't, if I do, then it doesn't really catch my attention, so I go back to, like, when I used to go and watch games when I played for the NAC, or I think we played against them, the Vale.
Yeah.
And they had Paul Mack and Kev Mack.
Yeah.
Paul Mack was a brilliant player, but he was dirty as well. I can remember him just, because I think I was coming on the scene then, and had like done a turn, he just volleyed me, you know what I mean? And they had like Tommy Richo and that, and I think they were the worst team that we play against.
Yeah, the Vale.
Yeah.
Bosh. Fittest.
Fittest, have I got that here?
Just have a look, scroll through the notes.
I'd still go with Dylan Fasello at Warrington. He springs to mind. He was just absolutely frightening. He's at Southport now, but he's got all the ability in the world, and he's fit as anything.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think if he got his head on it, he could be some player. It's just at Warrington he never seemed to get his head on it. But he was him and I'd say Ben, but I still think Dylan's like
machine
on a different level, yeah.
The funniest or the maddest, the loons.
This is hard as well because I find like I didn't play with many lunatics. Like, I know the lunatics probably went when I was coming through, I reckon. But Tony Mack, the keeper from Southport and then Warrington and that,
yeah,
he was mad. Just when he'd had a pint, he'd have like one pint and just turn into a different person. But like
an animal off a monster.
He'd sneak off like straight after the game for a ciggy and that. He's still at Southport now, doing a bit of coaching, I think, but boss lad as well. But like, once he's had a pint, he was just hilarious. Him and Sean Morley, he would play a bit. Just, he's an absolute lunatic.
Yeah.
To be fair, how he's made the pro in that and kept going, I don't know. He must have, I think he got a bed and she must have sorted him out because he was wild, like.
Yeah. What about then the best goal you've scored or been involved in or seen?
So, I'll have to talk about my goal, won't I?
Yeah, go on.
Scored at free kick for Warrington. Was it a couple of seasons ago. So we went last season, I think it was the season before. Last minute against Lancaster, and it was about 30 yards, and I've caught it well. It's gone in the top corner and that. And it got filmed from behind the goal. I don't know if you know this, but it got filmed behind the goal. And
someone will have this for me then, won't he?
Someone will have it, because it's come out, like, it got loads of views on Instagram and all that, but like loads, and then it ended up being on an advert, an Adidas advert, with Zidane and Beckham. So Zidane and Beckham are talking about the new Preds. They've got white Preds and the gold Preds.
Yeah.
And they're watching goals, and like, who deserves these Preds? So they're talking, and then they're saying he can have them. He's not having them. And then the last one, they're watching it, and my one goes in, and Zidane turns to Beckham like and says, the last one's there for him. End up getting a pair of gold Preds.
Oh, did you get them? Yeah. So what did they have to do with Adidas after, like?
No, not like that. It was just,
did they have to speak to who nominated it to get there?
I don't know. I got there. I honestly don't. I haven't got a clue. But all I know, cards. No, Sean Doch.
Yeah.
Sean Doherty. I've never thanked him for it actually. So he's got in touch with him. So nice one, Doch. Anyway, so we got in touch with him because he works for Adidas, and then he said like joking to him, and he says, "Oh no, I'll sort that," and then they got them.
I have to have a look at that, mate. That can be tagged
on. That's my claim to fame, that. I love that.
That can be tagged on to the Twitter feed that goes with this. So what was the hardest away? Where didn't you like going?
Oh, everywhere. No. I hated, not hated, I love going to Luton. I loved it, but we just got battered every time we went.
Yeah.
And then, other than that, though, was Gateshead. We played Gateshead one game.
Was McNulty there as well, Luton?
He was. Do you know what? I don't know if he was at the time. I don't think he was, but yeah, he followed me everywhere, just haunted me. But we played Gateshead a couple of seasons, a couple of seasons later, but we played them at their place. And I've never been took a beating like that in my life.
Horrible.
Oh, just absolutely passed us off the park. I think we scored a pen after a minute, and we were like, it's all right, that. And then, honest to God, I don't think we touched the ball again, like the whole team touched the ball.
That up there, yeah.
Absolutely.
What about for Zach School against the Warby, no?
I always say Windy Arbour.
Windy Arbour.
Playing anyone at Windy Arbour. I think that was one of my last games there, playing on a Sunday, and that's when I thought, you know what?
Can't I did Buchliel as well. Buchliel was horrible.
Oh, yeah, Buchliel was. I didn't hardly play there, you know, because I was at the Nach. Our league, was at the Crosby League, that?
Yeah. But the Nach weren't the best, though, was it? I
thought it was all right. I hate to play in Newstow, as you said there, the Warby. I always hate to play in
Newstow. What happened when the Nach sort of broke off a bit and the lads done the ghost? Was it ghost?
Do you know what? I can't really remember that. But yeah, they broke off, didn't they? And then they don't. Is that what they were called? The Ghost?
Ghost, yeah. And I remember a few of the Nach lads playing.
There was another team, weren't there?
That's sure Kev Park played for them.
Yeah,
for a bit.
And like Carl Lancaster.
Yeah, Carl was there.
They ring a bell. But then was it Phil? There was a forward, Philly Stankham. Was it Stankham?
Philly Stankham, yeah. He still plays, doesn't he? Philly Stankham. Does he? Yeah. He's with the Remy in one of the vets teams, I think.
Oh, is he? Yeah.
I think so. I don't know.
Or he might be, I don't know. As I say, I don't really.
Did he have a forward called Scron or Scron?
Scroggy.
Scroggy, yeah.
He was the Nach, Scroggy. He was a little fast player, yeah. But he lacked loads of confidence. Like, it was like, I always felt like when I go and watching that after it, they were like, it's because you're here, that. No, then you were missing and that. And like, I think it was, like, there was him and Jay Dewar, and it was like, he was just so short of confidence in that. It was like, he just didn't know how to score. He'd get in the right positions all the time, just couldn't score.
Goals pay the bills, mate.
That's it, mate.
So, John Harder's the way. So, knockout pairs, mate.
Knockout pairs.
Got to pick a partner, tactical or not tactical.
If it was to win and that, and it was like a competition, I'd have to go with Ben Garrity.
Yeah.
Yeah,
great,
it was him and Alan Morgan, but Ben can do everything. Ben's fitter now, so I'd definitely.
An Oyster boy, yeah, with one of the Oyster firm.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of praise here. He's getting a backhander off him, but yeah, I'd say Ben, because he could do everything. He could tackle, he could, when I say pass, ability wise, he's not brilliant. I think he knows that, but everything else, superb.
Yeah, boss, mate. So. She wasn't that hard, so was it?
No.
After all that. Little bit of fuzzy therapy.
Once you start talking, innit?
Yeah.
Get going.
So thanks for finally agreeing to come on, mate. And
no, Sam, you took your time. Like, I had a tire about 4 months ago that I had to do it, but...
Well, you knocked me back for 6 months, so you had to get in the queue then, mate. Well, no, so, thanks very much, mate. Much appreciated.
Enjoyed
and hopefully, mate, whether it's with the vets or whatever, you're back playing this year.
See me again,
I'll get you to move somewhere.
Oh, Sam,
if you want to go... Only county comp level or something.
This will get me a move now, won't it?
Yeah,
I'll have all hands on the phone, defo.
Yeah, so if you want to sign him, DM me 10% to straight from the off, which will go back to charity as always.
Easily persuaded.
Yeah, no, thanks very much, though. Cheers,
mate. Enjoyed it.